Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com. Today's guest is Corey Scott. He is a homeschool dad and also co-founded the organization Wonder with his wife, and they're expanding their service to homeschool families through other avenues. Today's topic is their vision to support the homeschool community and his perspective as a homeschool dad. You're listening to Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Corey, I am so glad you're here. Thank you for coming and being on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
It's exciting. Yes. So let's talk a little bit more about Wonder and some of the different facets of what you guys offer. Can you share a little bit about the homeschool days?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you think about offering, you know, things to the homeschool community, you don't realize how impactful it can be. And, you know, we're used to being at home and then you have these programs and you just see how you can make a difference in a lot of lives. And so we start with infants up to high school seniors. And it's interesting, people wonder, oh, you probably start school age and up. And we tell them, no, we start with infants, because when it comes to learning music and just the arts and appreciating those things, the younger minds have a way of grabbing a hold of that differently as you get older. And so we wanted to start something where even those infants can start to learn rhythm and just learn the basics of music and art and dance and just, you know, praising God and those sorts of things. And so that's been a really big part of what we try to do with our program. And so we do have a pretty large, you know, with the young, you know, seven and below. So that's something that we do there. And we're really excited about that and just love doing that each year.
Yeah, that is great, because incorporating the infants and the toddlers is such a blessing, because there's so many homeschool families that have older kids as well. And then they're like, well, what do I do with the younger ones?
Yeah,
they can be learning at that point already and just being involved in the homeschool as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because you want them to be used to that environment. So as they grow up, they have a desire to want to step into those roles. And sometimes we want to put things off and say, oh, no, we'll wait. But you never know if your child's going to want to play that instrument you really wanted them to play, because they weren't introduced and they weren't around it and they wanted to do other things. And so we really wanted to create those environments for them. So even though it goes up and it starts to do the orchestra and the band, we start with the younger children to learn again the rhythms and just recognizing music and hearing music and just letting their ear, did you hear that? Did you listen? So those are things that we like to do. So then when it comes to introducing an actual instrument, they're like, I want to play that instrument. Or they see their older sibling or other homeschoolers, oh, I want to play that instrument, because they saw someone who really inspired them. And so, you know, really that idea of mentorship is something we're trying to build into our program, to where the olders look down for the youngers and they say, hey, I want to help. And we've seen that happen. Just the culture we've tried to create, we see that happening, where it's, you know, 13-year-old kid, you see them helping the 6, 7, and 8-year-olds without being prompted, because we really want to build that in, because that is what inspires that next generation to want to continue with homeschooling and all the other areas of it.
Oh, that is so true. Having those mentors and then having somebody that inspires you.
Yeah.
You know, and isn't that really true in life? You
yeah.
know, we're inspired by other people and then we're led to do more
yeah.
or serve in ever expanding ways.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So some of the other instruments that you have, you do beginner instruments, band.
Yes.
What are some of the other offerings?
So we have ASL Signing Choir, which we introduced last year, and it was a huge success. And we really had a desire to not only reach back and help just the homeschool community, but think about the deaf and those who can't hear, to be able to communicate or at least somewhat talk, was something that was really important to us as an organization. And so we started ASL Signing Choir last year, and the kids just loved it. And halfway through, we actually had a member of the deaf community come and volunteer, and he's pretty much all the way deaf. And so to have him there showing the signs and communicating, the kids just loved it for the last few months of the program. So we really look forward to continuing that this next year. We also do art and dance and choir, just regular singing choir. And what we do with the art, what's so important for us, is to Just like you have the love of music, start introducing art and just the basics of that so that we can see maybe, oh, I don't like art, but then your kid gets down and they start to learn the mechanics and they're like, wow. And I remember our first, second year offering art, we had kids, they were learning how to shade, which is just, no one really cares about those things, right? But these kids were like, look, and they would show me, and I'm not even the art teacher, and they would show me, Mr. Corey, look at my shading. And it's just like, wow, to this young mind, that was something that they didn't know how to do it. Now they do it and they recognize, wow, I've seen this before in other art, you know, and it's like I'm shading. And then toward the end of the year, they start to learn more. And so that's something that we really wanted to do is foundationally set these skills because we're a skill-based music arts and enrichment program. So it's not drop your kids off, let them learn some things, come pick them up. It's no, we're teaching them a skill so that if they actually moved on, they would have those basics, and we want them to feel confident in those. And so that's why we focus on skill-based as opposed to just music, arts, and enrichment.
Okay. Now, do parents stay at the program or do they drop them off?
We do have some parents who do drop off, but we do have an age requirement before you can do that. And
Okay.
so most parents do stay on site. They don't have to be in the classrooms. We do have some, they do have to volunteer a certain amount of time. Most parents do that because it allows us to keep the program affordable, which it's important for us to do that. It's important for us to make sure that homeschool families can join, not homeschoolers. We don't want you to choose your two oldest kids because they're the ones who really show an interest in music. Well, you don't know what your younger ones show an interest in yet. You're still learning what they're interested in, and they may see something and be inspired. And so for us, that's something that we thought was really important is to make sure it's affordable so that you say, okay, all four of my children are going to be a part, and not just my 14-year-old. That was important to us.
Yeah, and I think as a homeschool family myself with, kids at all these different ages, I mean, it can be so wearying, if you're dropping this one off here that has this interest, and then this one has this interest, and then pretty soon you feel like a chauffeur instead of a family, right?
It is like, wait, why did I start homeschooling in the beginning? Is this what I signed up to do? Or driving here, driving there? The kids are separate, you know, and that's not something we wanted to create. We wanted to create something where it's you come, you're there for, you know, we're from 10 to 5. You don't have to be there all day, but you can choose the classes. And most parents, they find that it's a community. They find that these are like-minded parents who are in the same stages of life that I am or beyond, and they can help me here and there. And so we have found that that was really impactful. We remember the first, the sec last year at the end, parents, they were like, I don't know what we're going to do for the summer because we don't offer the program in the summer. And some were, they were crying. And it was just like, this was so impactful for us this year for my child. We can't wait to come back next year. And that was really for Helen and I, when we look back, it's like, this is why we do this. It's because we want to create that type of community and not just a program.
Right. I think that is so incredibly important for our community to have that support and to be as a family and to meet others and for the kids to be able to interact with other kids and develop those deeper relationships. And yeah, so that's so precious. Thank you for sharing what you do with that. When we come back, I would like to also talk about some of the other events that you offer and some of the funds that you have put together as well. So thank you for sharing your heart and your vision in serving the homeschool community. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I'm here with Corey. We're talking about some of the ways that he is serving the homeschool community with his wife, and we're also going to get some perspective of homeschooling from a dad's perspective. So, Corey, welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
Can you share a little bit more about the Honor Society that you guys are?
Yeah, the Honor Society, we're very excited to start because I'm an entrepreneur. I've had my own business for a long time, and over the years, you start to realize how, one, important it is to have the skills that you just didn't even know you're going to need when you run a business. And sometimes they're hard to teach. And so we wanted to create something that not only builds leadership and character, but doesn't just focus on academics, but it focuses on other areas where homeschoolers really do thrive. Most homeschoolers with academics do pretty well, but there's some areas where we wanted to make sure we offered entrepreneurial business and business development, being able to just things you just don't learn, you know, whether it's sales or marketing, not waiting until I want to start a business and it's like, what do you do next? I don't know, you know, and so this is going to be an opportunity for them to learn those things while they have the time, while they're really getting into that. Okay, when I start my own business, I know I'm going to have to do these things. And things change all the time when it comes to technology and business. We want to be able to offer that. And so the Honor Society is going to give all the participants those abilities to just learn and grow within business, entrepreneurship, leadership, and character.
That's great. I mean, as starting my own business, I know it's hard trying to figure out, well, what do I do next? And how do I navigate all these different facets of just even running it or offering, you know,
Yeah, and just
anything.
that
So,
encouragement to keep going. You know, it's just, okay, today was a not a great day. I didn't get what I needed to get done. Sales were down, but tomorrow. But what's my plan to get out of these areas? And a lot of times we want to make sure that we're giving that to the students at stages where that seed gets planted and they know I'm going to keep going because I've learned how to do this. And so that was really important to us when we thought to start the Honor Society, is to really take what we've learned over the last 15 years in business to be able to give that information out to a lot of the students.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad that you're sharing that. There's so many people that aren't doing that. So it's very needed in the community.
It is.
Yeah. So now you have some events that you do to support the community as well. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, I mean, homeschooling is, it's really is a marathon. It's something that we continue to go through and need to learn new things. The encouragement always needs to be there. And so we do host events every, you know, they're annual. You know, we have our annual events. They're going to be in January, where it's just learning different homeschool methods, learning how to organize your day. There's always new homeschoolers, you know, wanting to step in. They're like, okay, I really want to do this, but needing that support and needing it from veteran homeschoolers who have been doing this to say, hey, take a deep breath, learn what it means, why do you want to homeschool, and then start stepping into learning these methods. That's been really important for us to do. And then also, in addition to that, we're going to have the continual just the support. Sometimes it's just coming together, having those times where it's just, I need help with this, or I'm just dealing with this. And those are the sorts of things that we want to continue to offer to the homeschool community. So on homeschooldays.com, that's where you can find the events that we'll continue to have throughout the year. And it's just important for us to continue to offer that to the community.
Yeah, and you know, I've noticed when I speak with homeschool parents or people that are starting to homeschool, it's not just in September or August that they decide to homeschool. There's people pulling their kids out in January after a semester or sometimes even in October. And I've even had calls sometimes in April, like I just need to finish out this last little bit. My kid isn't getting what I really want them to in school. So, yeah, so I love that you are offering these events year round and, you know, really trying to serve the homeschool community. Now, you know, working together with Helen, you have six kids already and you're trying to homeschool as well. And now you're helping other homeschool families. How has, you know, doing all of this impacted your family's homeschool journey?
I think it's really important to understand, one, it's not the easiest thing to, you know, work alongside with all these things that are going on, pulling at you in different ways. But I think what's important with homeschooling is that you have to set it up in a way where your life does not have to change in that way to homeschool. You can really fit into what you like to do. And Helen and I like running businesses. We like working together. We like those things. So it was important for us to set up our homeschool in a way that doesn't stop us from doing that. And one of those ways is that making sure that the children, as they're learning, they're the ones who are learning on their own a lot of times, where we give them the tools to succeed and they go out and they start to learn those things. Because if you've got to be sitting next to your student until they're 18 years old and going through everything with them, that can be very challenging, but you've got to start setting those things up earlier on. And Helen did a fantastic job doing that so that we could get to where we are now, where our oldest, they really do kind of pace their day and they know, okay, here's what I need to accomplish. And here's, it is my responsibility to take on some of these things. And they've done a great job, but we've been able to do that. So we can work together. We can support the homeschool community to where it doesn't feel like it's a burden on us. And we've had some of our friends like, wow, you guys are doing so much. Is do you feel like a burnout? And it's no, because when we're doing something we love, we're doing it together. And our oldest children are actually stepping into some of these roles because they see mom and dad doing that and they want to support. And so that's been important for us. And it really does help to where this isn't a burden. It's actually something we can give to the homeschool community. And it's just been that way, I think, for probably 5, 6 years where we really just were like, you know what? We're going to do this. And our kids are right along with us. So.
Yeah, and I believe that you're teaching them a lot too. You're teaching them about entrepreneurship during
Yeah.
this. They're starting to become more independent, which they should be at this point when they're getting ready to launch out into life
Yes.
also.
Yes.
And just cultivating that independence and having them manage their time and work together, and you're cultivating a servant's heart, you know. And
Yeah.
I think that's one of the biggest
Oh
points
yeah.
that I get from you when
Oh
you're
yeah.
talking. Yeah. So what would you say is the toughest job as a homeschool dad?
I would say one of the tougher areas is really managing that time. I think sometimes as I work from home and have my own business, that's not necessarily the homeschool side. How do you stop when something needs to happen? I can hear that one of the children, they're crying, they need a diaper change, they need, can I step in and help and not wait for, you know, my older daughters or my wife to come and say, hey, can you do this? If I'm at a break, I try to step out and see what's needed. How can I help? How can I? And I think that's important, and that's something that had been a struggle early on. Is like, can I step out? What about, you know, the client call? Or sometimes it's pushing a meeting back 5 minutes so that I can just help for a second while things are getting transitioned. Everyone's leaving for the day, and they just need help out the door. You know, so those are some of the things that had been challenging in the past, but now it's really learning that no, this is our life. This isn't just homeschooling. This is what we do. This is educating our children. This is raising our children. And that's a part of it, seeing that dad is involved as well.
Yeah. That's amazing. You know, having that support from I feel that when my husband is supportive, I
Yes.
mean, it means the world. It just does. So, what's your best advice for homeschool dads?
I think my biggest advice, and I've thought about this, we just hosted our event and we were just thinking, man, I made it a point asking these homeschool parents, tell me about the dads. What is it that you need dads to do? And it was very consistent that be supportive, but not just be supportive, be proactive in the things that you can do. Homeschooling doesn't start when your child's 6 and when they're 18, it ends. It's ongoing, it's raising your children. So taking those steps to, you know, for me, you know, it's the biblical side and the things that I'm strong, I want to step in and do those and say, hey, I will take this on and I want to help out. I want to do a lesson on this or a lesson on that. That's really impactful for your children to see not just mom doing everything, but seeing dad step in and do some things when he can. Obviously, it's different for every father, but really step in when you can and not wait for your wife to come and say, oh, I need your help. Look for that. See where there's a need. If it's the end of the day, hey, was there anything I could have done today? Oh, it would have been really nice if this could have happened. Okay, I'll look out for that. Really just being proactive, just like in your job where you're working this career, you would do the same thing. If
Yep.
you're, you know, people underneath you are needing help, you're going to step in and do that. And I think we have to do that as dads and not forsake that opportunity.
Oh, I love that. That is amazing advice. What is one thing that you want all homeschool moms to know?
I want to say, obviously, be encouraged to keep going, right? It can get hard. Some days you're wondering, are my kids learning anything? You know, those things happen, but stick with it, stay in there, and it's really important that obviously your children see that positivity and that we're doing this together. And you know, there's those vulnerable times where you may need to take a break. Just take a break. Take that day, read a book, read to your kids. They don't know what your curriculum is. They don't know the homeschool method you're doing. They're just going with what you're doing. So take those breaks and let your children know that that day can change a little bit because that's really what life is. It's, hey, we're going to take a break. You know, we've had a long night, long day. Let's just relax with each other. And I think that's important to know that you have the permission to do that. And you
Yeah.
don't have to be day by day by day by day and burning yourself out. Your children need you to be at that full potential and capacity.
Oh, and all homeschool moms everywhere say thank you. Cool. Corey, thank you for sharing your perspective on homeschooling. Where can listeners discover more about Wonder and your other resources?
Yes, so on letswonder.org, that's where you're going to find our homeschool program, which we love and we're excited about. Letswonder.com is for our marketplace that we're going to be launching and very excited about. And then also homeschooldays.com, as I mentioned before, for homeschool events and support and things that are happening throughout the year.
Wonderful. Corey, thank you for being here today and just sharing your perspective and that wonderful advice. This is Yvonne Strawn, today's host on the Huntington Way Show, where we support you in educating your kids. Thank you for joining us.